Chad Kroeger hit a game-winning home run in the ninth inning, lifting the Thunderbolts to a 2-1 victory over the Southern Illinois Miners at Rent One Park Saturday night. The win snaps a four-game losing streak. I'm Terry Bonadonna. Welcome to today's Thunderbolts podcast. Mike Recchia started for the Thunderbolts and did not allow a run over 6 2/3 innings while striking out 11, his seventh double-digit strikeout game this year. He tied the Frontier League single-season strikeout record in the first and had a chance to break it in the second. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Mike Recchia has number 158, and that's the Frontier League record. After the game, Recchia was up to 167 strikeouts for the year. Offensively, Windy City couldn't get rolling against Daniel Calhoun. They left the bases loaded in the fourth and didn't get another base runner until the eighth. Bob Glover led off the eighth inning with a double and moved to third on a sacrifice bunt. With two outs, C.J. Gilman hit. Ground ball up the middle, diving stop by Lester, and it rolls past him. It's a hit. Glover comes in to score. Gilman with an RBI single. It's 1-0 in the eighth. The lead was short-lived as the Miners plated their only run in the bottom of the eighth. A single and a bloop double put runners at second and third, and Chad Maddox hit a sacrifice fly to tie the score at one. Chad Kroeger led off the bottom of the ninth in a tie game. Fly ball deep right, back at the wall. It is a home run. Chad Kroeger has put the Thunderbolts on top in the ninth. Michael Click pitched the eighth inning to earn the win, while Gabriel Shaw allowed the home run to take the defeat. Willie Kessler pitched a scoreless ninth for the save. The win keeps the Thunderbolts one game out of a playoff spot. The rubber match of this three-game set will be played on Sunday night at 5:05. Thanks for listening to today's Thunderbolts podcast.